Good morning, it's time for the King State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent specializing in nutrition, food safety, and health, Chelsea Richmond. Good morning, Chelsea.
Good morning.
It's been a good start to the year for you guys?
It has. It's hard to believe it's 2025 already.
I know. Every time I'm checking the calendar, hoping it's not the 25th year of this. Oh, my goodness.
Whew. Yes.
It's going to fly by. Well, you got some stuff to talk about in terms of radon, and go ahead and get right into it.
All righty. Yes, it's definitely that time of year where I tend to remind people about the Radon Awareness Month, and in order to raise awareness and definitely to encourage individuals to test their home for the presence of radon, the Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, has designated the month of January as National Radon Action Month. For those that may not know, radon is a colorless, odorless, naturally occurring gas that's found in the soils across Kansas. Radon levels are low outside because its effects can be diluted out in the open. But once it's inside, radon gets inside a home or a building, it can build up to an undesirable level. On average, 1 in 4 homes in Kansas will test at or above the EPA's radon action level. Really, the primary concern associated with long-term exposure to radon, elevated radon levels, is an increased risk for developing lung cancer. Radon exposure is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and the second leading cause of lung cancer in those that do smoke. Because you can't see or smell radon, we sometimes tend to minimize the health effects and ignore the possibility that radon may exist at an elevated level in our homes. The only way to know if radon is elevated in your home is to test for it. And with January being National Radon Action Month, now would be a great time to test your home. We do have radon test kits available in all three of our Frontier District offices in Linden, Ottawa, or Garnett. And you can stop by one of our offices and purchase a test kit for $8.50. The best place to test your home for radon is on the lowest lived-in level. So this would include a basement if your family spends time in a family room, bedroom, or living space in that area. However, if your basement is primarily used for storage, then you're going to want to test on the first floor of your home in a bedroom, living room, or family room area. The test kits do provide a mailing envelope to return the test to a lab for processing. There are instructions for how to do that test. And once that test is complete and you send that into the lab will send you results by mail, and they'll also post them online based on the serial number that's found on that test kit. If your initial results of that test do show a reading of 4 or higher, then there is some longer-term follow-up tests that's recommended, and there's also if there's follow-up tests confirm the presence of, if those follow-up tests do confirm the presence of radon at an elevated level, there is some special equipment that can be installed in homes to help mitigate and lower radon levels within your home. If you're wanting to know more about if you're wanting more information or to know more about radon exposure, testing, or mitigation, the Kansas Radon Program that is housed at K-State is also available to answer questions, and their website can be found at kansasradonprogram.org. They also have a hotline number that you can call with questions, and that number is 1-800-693-5343. And we are also available to help answer some questions in our office as well. And you're always welcome to contact myself in our Frontier District Garnett office at 785-448-6826.
Always important to spread the word. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Mary City District Director, Agriculture and Natural Resources, and 4-H Youth Development Agent, Abby Powell.